September 10th, Thomas Cranmer.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Thomas Cranmer was a leader of the English Reformation, and he was the Archbishop of Canterbury during the reigns of two kings and one queen of England. Cranmer loved God and was sincere in his beliefs. His story is one of hope for the people who sometimes make mistakes. On this date, in 1533, Cranmer became godfather to the future Queen Elizabeth.
When success gets you slander, stand firm in the truth. When Cranmer became the Archbishop of Canterbury, he suddenly faced a slew of accusations. People started rumors saying he wasn't educated enough to be in such a high position in the country and in the church. One time, in an alehouse in Yorkshire, England, a fellow priest had been gossiping among his neighbors, no doubt enjoying the attention and the ability to make his neighbors laugh and the pleasure of being in the know. The priest claimed that Cranmer had as much education as a gosling. This was not the land of free speech. And in that time and place, that kind of talk landed the gossipy priest in prison. Worse, after 8 or 9 weeks of punishment, what the priest had said was reported to the archbishop. Cranmer didn't seem at all threatened by the priest's idle talk, but the archbishop was eager to put the rumors to rest. He got him out of prison, invited him to the palace, and then offered to let the priest quiz him. The gossipy priest could now get proof for himself of just how ill-educated Cranmer was. The priest accepted the invitation, it being a time and place when one did not turn down the invitation of an archbishop. He met Cranmer in the garden of Lambeth Palace, where the archbishop was sitting under a vine waiting. Right off, brother to brother, Cranmer asked why the priest had said such hurtful words about him. The priest, eager for an excuse, admitted that it was probably the drink at the alehouse that had caused him to do it. Cranmer listened with respect, and he agreed that strong drink could loosen any man's tongue. But now that the priest was there, he could finally learn the truth about how educated Cranmer was. "You may be surprised to know what learning I have," Cranmer said. "Begin in grammar, if you will, or else in philosophy and other sciences, or even divinity." But the priest knew he couldn't question anyone in those areas. He replied, "I have no understanding of the Latin tongue. I only speak English." "Well, that's fine," Cranmer responded. "There will be no questions in Latin. Perhaps a Bible quiz will suffice. Surely, as a priest, you know the scriptures," he said. Cranmer asked if the priest had read the Bible. "Of course, he was a priest." He nodded, "Yes, I do that daily." This wouldn't be so bad, the priest thought to himself. "Who was David's father?" Cranmer asked. The priest hesitated. "Well, I'm not sure, Your Grace." "Who was Solomon's father then?" The priest answered that he didn't really know that either. By this time, Cranmer had already proven that he knew much more than the priest. The king wouldn't have appointed him to be archbishop if he wasn't well-versed in the scriptures. Cranmer looked at the priest, scolding him gently as a fellow minister who wanted to make sure his brother had learned his lesson. "God amend you," he said, "and from henceforth, learn to be an honest man, or at least a reasonable man." The priest nodded again and obviously felt very sorry. He had been wrong to spread such a false and hurtful rumor. That day, the archbishop sent the priest not back to prison, but back to his home. James 3, 5 and 6 says, "So also the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A great forest can be set on fire by one tiny spark, and the tongue is a flame of fire, It is full of wickedness and poisons every part of the body. And the tongue is set on fire by hell itself and can turn our whole lives into a blazing flame of destruction and disaster. Have you ever faced slander or gossip from people who didn't celebrate your success? How might you deal with words meant to hurt you? When success gets you slander, stand in the truth and find a peace.
Well, hey man, Eric Bloom, growth pastor at Landing Place Church in Commerce City, Colorado, here with you today. It's September 10th, and we just heard a great story about Thomas Cranmer. There's something that is movie-esque about this story of someone who is in power that regulates their power in such a way that they, in humility, put someone in their place. There's this element of justice, I think. I felt it in my spirit of just like, yes, this guy got what he deserved kind of thing. And there was this beautiful story of restoration and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, those are the kind of stories that we love. But one thing that that has just been like sticking with me from the story is that line that Cranmer was, he wasn't threatened by this priest, but he was eager to put to rest the rumors. There was both the desire and to just kind of like the disposition of turning the other cheek and giving a life-giving rebuke. That it was both that he was going to, turn the other cheek, but also like speak what is true and put to rest what is untrue. I don't know about you, but when I'm in conflict with someone, that's not easy. If anything, I feel more readily available to me the fleshful temptations to react, to get even, to want to present my own list of how I've been wronged, and that make my list far outweigh how they have felt wronged by me, or whatever it might be, just those fleshful temptations. But there are moments when I give in to that, and it never ends well. But there are also moments when I kind of take a step back and I ask God, Lord, help give me perspective, show me what's true, and help me to tame my tongue in this situation, to where I could speak in such a way that it is not going to absolutely light up this person and burn the bridge of our relationship, but actually, like, can you help me speak in such a way that it's tempered so that there's an element of warmth within the conversation that leads to reconciliation? So man, I want to ask you, how is your tongue? Maybe there's a situation that's readily available to you right now. How are you conducting yourself? Are you turning the other cheek where needed? But also at the same time, are you also speaking the truth in such a way that it ends up being a life-giving correction for the other person? So man, in this day, let's become more aware of our tongues, just how we conduct ourselves in conversation, and when needed, in moments when we just feel ourselves in just the weakness of our flesh, ask the Lord, God, help me to tame my tongue in this moment. Be well, guys.